Lawmakers missed a key deadline Wednesday, so the state of the budget impasse hasn't changed, and neither has the governor's position.
We already know the terrible consequences. We haven't had balanced budgets for years. Our jobs leave. Our human services suffer.
Grade schools don't know if the state will pay them. Universities and social services haven't been paid since January. And the state's bond ratings are so low, it's in uncharted territory. Rauner still says that freezing property taxes, changing workers' compensation rates will be a boon for businesses. And he says he gets a lot of support for holding out for more in negotiations while the state goes on and on without a budget.
When we're on a path, a good path to change the system, there's no reason for different answers.
Now contrast that tone with Senate President John Cullerton.
I'm just telling you how frustrating this is because we've done everything that he's asked.
Cullerton and his fellow Senate Democrats negotiated with Republicans for 6 months, and still, Democrats passed a budget that raises taxes without GOP support. Republicans say it's not a good deal. Cullerton says Rauner keeps changing what he wants.
He's been spending time working on his commercials and his campaign instead of governing. And the irony is, he actually would have a better chance of getting elected if he would have passed the budget. Without a budget, this guy is toast.
Cullerton suggested the best way to get a budget now is for Republican lawmakers to distance themselves from Rauner and agree to the budget the Senate passed but is sitting in the House. I'm Tony Arnold.
And I'm Linda Lutton. People are calling the passage this week of school funding reform historic, landmark. Here's Ginger Ostro, executive director of Advance Illinois, which pushed for the bill.
In one fell swoop, we've fixed what's been broken for decades.
Both Republicans and Democrats have said they want a school funding overhaul. Here's the governor.
More money should go to low-income districts like Chicago and Rockford and Decatur and East St. Louis. And more money should go to rural districts, small districts that don't have the property tax wealth to properly fund their schools.
That's the whole goal of the bill that passed. But Rauner says he's vetoing it because of one provision.
A big addendum that increased that Chicago support by hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and treated Chicago separate and special.
It's false. He misstated, either because he intentionally misstated it or he doesn't understand it, what the bill does.
That's Senate President John Cullerton.
The bill that we passed ends the special deals for all school districts. It has one formula for the whole state. There's no special deal for Chicago. In fact, the only other thing that it does is to end the special deal that the rest of the state's been getting on the pension funding.
Chicago is currently the only district that pays its own pension costs. The state pays for pensions in every other district.
This bill finally ends that anomaly.
Democrats have put a hold on the bill, so the governor can't veto it. They say they want a calm analysis of what's actually in the bill. And what's in there looks good to Jeff Craig, superintendent of West Aurora Schools. He likes how it adjusts funding based on student needs.
Whether it's language skills, whether it's special education services, this framework addresses that. And that makes me excited. That helps me address student needs rather than here's a chunk of money, do the best that you can with it.
Even if the bill does become law, the formula will only apply to new education money, and no district will get less than what it gets now. So even with a historic bill, equity won't come quickly. I'm Linda Lutton.